Okay, welcome to Around the Whiteboard. Someone commented last week and said, or the week before, and said that my intros were too long. So thanks for coming. That was a great show. Really appreciate it. No, I'm joking. before we do anything else, I just want to thank Beyond the Whiteboard for sponsoring this show and making it a valuable use of my time. If you can go to btwb.com/all-in-one, you can try out their new, I think they're still like kind of rolling this out fully, but it's basically going to like streamline all your services. You're with Beyond the Whiteboard, Carolyn, right?
Yeah, I've been using them. Our gym's been using, our affiliate's been using it since, I don't even know, since I've been there. I've been using it since around 2018.
Okay, and it's good.
I love it. I use it every time I work out.
There you go. Look how pale my neck is. My God.
Hey, you're Irish, what do you expect?
Irish winter. For anybody watching who is like, oh, there you go, look, Iron Hog for the win. So as you can see from Taylor's, or from Colton's username, he's got Taylor versus the world champ. So that's his, I mean, you only won one of the, it doesn't matter. Also,
no, I think I put that in there for when I was on for the recap or whatever, like a couple weeks ago with Savan. And I guess it stayed.
Yeah, I mean, it's still true, I guess. Yeah. We've got Carolyn Prevost, Colton Mertens, and Ant Haynes, who everybody should have a small bit of sympathy for, because it's 4 a.m. Look, as did Ant just wake up? It is 4 a.m. where Ant is now. So Ant has gotten up early specifically for this. We were kind of chatting about like scheduling this, and he was like, yeah, I can kind of make that work. And I even got the sense then that you weren't that enthusiastic about the fact that there'd be a time issue.
Yeah, 3:30, not ideal, mate, to wake up. But now we're here, so we're good to go.
Wow, fair play for getting up half an hour earlier than you needed to. I would have woken up at like 3:50, 3:55 maybe. That's what I usually do. All right, so same format as always for anyone who's watched it before. That intro was only 2 minutes and 10 seconds, so screw you, guy on the internet. we've got 60 seconds per topic. There's three topics. We go nearest to furthest away. So, Ant, you're going to be first on the first topic. You've got 60 seconds to talk. If you go over time, you're muted, and we move on to Carolyn. You can, you know, comment on each other's idiocy or smartness if you want, as you go through. And then at the end of the 60 seconds each, we'll have 20 seconds of rebuttal time. So that time is for you to build upon a point that you were trying to make and ran out of time, or to mock someone else's point, or to build upon someone else's point. Points are given out like fairly arbitrarily. But they're given out for specifics, for passionate delivery. And if you don't win, you can just go on someone else's show and say the topics were pathetic anyway. So it's fine. Everybody does well. All right. Our first topic. I'm not bitter about that. So quarterfinals are coming. And that is the full extent of our knowledge of what's happening with quarterfinals. The date is all that we know so far. There are, you know, floor plans could be released, workouts could be released, something could be released just to build a bit of hype. We talked about this on the show last week of what could CrossFit do to increase the hype around quarterfinals and increase engagement. I saw it on Death by Yesterday as well. What could we do to, you know, boost it a little bit? My question to you guys is, would releasing the floor bands be a start for that? Ant, you're up first. You got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Well, honestly, I think if they want to create hype, they can just do what they did 2 years ago, which was dump those videos out on YouTube so then everyone can have a little bit of excitement. I remember seeing those and I made a YouTube video about that. I think for me personally, running an affiliate over in Hong Kong, unfortunately, we don't have the same sizes as, you know, a lot of people in the US do. So it's actually really hard for us to get quarterfinals done anyway. Last year we had 10 plus. This year we're going to have 40 plus people doing it, including age groups. So to do anything with like rope climbings, anything with 25 feet worth of space, and even rings and muscle ups is a bit of a nightmare for us. So fitting that in, super tough. I prefer it to be like the open, where it's just like, do your own thing, use the floor as you need to. But yeah, in terms of getting some hype up there, you know, I don't know, get Dave Castro to do something. That's always been the thing that's been a bit cooler, a bit more fun. Get him to do something a bit more fun on his Instagram, and that's the way I go about it.
Good stuff. Carolyn, you're up next. You got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I think they should release the floor plans early, maybe like the same thing as normal on the Monday or a week earlier. And not only the floor plans, I think the workouts should get released early. I think it would help the affiliate owners tremendously in order to plan their week out for the workouts. They could have scaled versions of it for that. And then I think that not only do you give the workouts, but the standards need to be very clear from the get-go so that we can ask questions in that period of time. And then I would have a password similar to the online version we had a couple years ago for the semifinals, where, you know what, you can practice the workouts all you want. They can get leaked all they want now because they'll be released, but you still have to execute that weekend. So when you have to do the workout on the Wednesday, you give that password, and then you still have to do your workouts there. And I think it just helps the 25%. They can maybe practice a little bit before they start going.
Good stuff. Colton, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
God, this question. Okay. Anyway, I don't know when they're released currently, but they could release them a few days prior to, I guess, the workouts being released, simply just to give the affiliates some time to plan things out before things get going. They can kind of format things, get the tape lines down, and that can relieve a little bit of stress for them before things start getting kind of going haywire and people start doing the workouts. I know there's a little bit of they don't want to give away like the unknown and unknowable, maybe with releasing them a few days early, but there's no perfect solutions, only trade-offs. I think that releasing them a little bit early doesn't take much away from that. And not your best question, Pedro. And I had 15 more seconds. I'll give you guys a fun fact about Irish people. Mashed potatoes is Irish guacamole.
Wow.
I can see that every time.
I'll dispute the fact that it's actually not guacamole. It's actually quite different. There's no lemon. just before you do your rebuttals, JR says they usually come out on the Monday. And that's probably all that's relevant there. Right. We've got rebuttals, so 20 seconds. Colton, you can just skip yours. If you want to be a dick about it, you can just like not use your time. You can just tell me now. All right. Ant, you're up first. You got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I think just to actually agree with Karen on her point to Ann Colton, just honestly, just get them out earlier. People can sort their shit out if they need to sort their shit out in their affiliates. And if we want to practice the movements and the all that sort of stuff, they can do that as long as it's done with the password on the day. Easy peasy.
Good stuff. Carolyn, 20 seconds and off you go.
Yeah, I think who cares if it gets released early? People aren't going to be doing the workouts that much anyways that week before, those couple days prior. It's just going to help the affiliate owners plan that whole week and have scaled versions for the rest of the workout, the rest of the class that might not be able to participate in the quarterfinals.
Good stuff. Colton, if you are bothered, your last 20 seconds.
Peter, I don't know what you want from me with this question. You should have asked us about Gracie Walton and, you know, something with that. And with that, you should have asked us, are athletes responsible for setting up their angles in a way that will show the movements properly or something like that? That's all I got for you on this question, man.
Obviously, Peter.
Gosh, you're such a dick. You're right, though. But in my defense, the Grace Walton thing hadn't actually come out when I sent you guys the topic. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Someone, I think you actually addressed it there, Carolyn, but someone asked, why would you need scaled workouts? But you're thinking of like that you could just do the workout for the class as well.
Yeah,
as
like you can program one each day or something if you really wanted to in the class setting with, you know, the judges for the ones doing the quarterfinals and then scaled versions for the others.
Yeah.
Won't even be able to do a lot of the quarterfinal movements, assuming there's an increase in loading and complexity, who have qualified through. I mean, where I am in Asia, top 25%, you know, we got guys who've been doing CrossFit for less than 9 months who are getting through the quarterfinals. And a lot of the movements will probably still evade them when it comes up in a few weeks' time.
That seems so, Colton, what you guys at semis too.
What year were you born in, Colton?
Why do you want to know?
I'm just curious.
1998.
Yes. Oh, fucking hell. That is so depressing.
That's fucking mental.
Jesus. I was not expecting that. All right. Ants on one after that, Colton's on two, and Carlin's on 2.5. My main reason for asking that, I don't need to defend myself, but fuck it, I will. My main reason for defending, sorry, actually, Seema, I actually didn't know it was you that asked. I just couldn't go back up to find it, but Seema Beaver, I will say your name. The main reason I'm asking that is because they, like, it's such a gimme. It's such a layup to be like, hey, let's just release them tomorrow. And then everyone has 2 or 3 weeks to talk about them and try and guess what they are and build up a bit of hype. It's free hype, and it makes it easier for the affiliate owners. And I just think it's so fucking stupid not to release them. I get the unknown and unknowable thing, but it's still unknown and unknowable. It's just like marginally less unknown and unknowable.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But anyway. You could have said any of that. I just, you know, fucking hell. All right. Question two. Karen, you're going to go first on this one. For the second question, there's a rise in training camps. There's a rise in online offerings. There's a rise in individualized programming. There's a rise in, people in affiliates doing non-affiliate programming. My question for you is, the vast majority of CrossFitters need individual programming? So we got 60 seconds. Carolyn, you're up first. Your time says now. Off you go.
No, they don't need individualized programming for the mass majority of CrossFitters, who are the ones that are not competing, who are the ones doing this for health, and to look good naked, essentially. They need a well-balanced GPP, general physical preparedness program. That's gonna be well suited for them. And ideally, it would be the affiliate that would be programming that, so that they know their members can scale accordingly, whether it's the movements or the equipment that they have. But everyone just needs that solid foundation of GPP. That's the main thing. If you need to specialize into something, then you could add some accessory or some weakness work for that. But it's gonna be just a general physical preparedness program. Regular CrossFit stuff. The needs of everyone are not different. They, you know, with CrossFit always says, like, they vary by degree, not kind, and we all need GPP.
Good stuff. Colton, 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go. It's going to just waste time taking a fucking drink. My fucking God.
Okay. I think we're all going to have pretty similar answers on this one. Sorry that you had to go last.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, this is my time. We're talking. I don't have that much of it. So, Caroline's right. Most people don't need specific programming to them. I think even a lot of high-level athletes don't. I think people need to train consistently, number one, and then they need to train at high intensity, number two. And I think most people would be absolutely shocked what would happen to them in 2 months if they trained consistently and at a high intensity. Most people don't understand what is high level intensity. That feeling you get in an open workout, you can do that every week and you should be doing it more and more often. And it's something that you should build upon and try increasing your intensity over time. That's going to be the biggest driver of results, not individualized programming.
Good stuff. It's kind of embarrassing that you choked on your drink at the start, but that was really good. All right, Ant, you've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Come on, Pedro, you could have had a better question than this, if I'm very honest with you. But yeah, agreed. GPP, absolutely, for the vast majority of people. I think if we're talking about the elites, then of course, yes, I agree with Colton on this. You need intensity, you need consistency. I would argue that some people nowadays might need some sort of semi-individualized programming off the group program. But again, like, I think the camps are good. Whether it's a camp like a training think tank where people are in the room doing similar sort of stuff, but it's more individualized, or it's just the environment which is the camp. I think that's the most important thing. I think things outside of the physical realm of CrossFit are important as well, especially if you are trying to compete and make this a living. Things like, the psychologists and nutritionists, if that's part of individualized program, that's something you can think about as well. I know I've done all of that and now have reverted back to a group program in my training.
Good stuff. 20 second rebuttals. I'm just changing my clock. All right, Carolyn, 20 seconds. Off you go.
I mean, most people are not elite athletes and they're trying to do too much. They need to stick to GPP. They have stuff to do outside the class. They're getting injured because they're trying to do too much. I think that our class is very important. And like Colton said, some intensity and some consistency in their training and listening to their bodies so that their gains are going to be there.
Oh, God, I nearly got to mute you. All right, Colton, 20 seconds. Off you go.
I'm glad Caroline's doing a good job in making this show look kind of professional. She's the only one giving really good answers. I keep getting distracted by the chat and John Young. But Ant, are you a training think tank athlete?
I am not. Well, am I not doing this time?
I mean, he's like, this is fucking stupid. All right, Ant, you can answer that question in your last 20 seconds if you want.
Okay, thank you. Time on. No, I'm not a training think tank athlete. My brother actually used to be coached by training think tank, and I'm close with Travis and Max out there as well. Honestly, I'm just distracted by Carolyn's fucking algebra on the back behind her. I'm wondering what the fuck is going on. And
that's my great. That's it.
Okay, will someone just remind me the next time I'm scheduling these not to have three fucking athletes on the same show?
Pedro, your questions are they're not provocative. I think, you know, you got to step up there a little bit.
Listen, I'm not just some contrarian. I'm not like, you know, provocative just for the sake of being provocative.
I woke up at 3:30 in the morning for this, Pete.
You woke up at 3:30 and you gave him these questions. Ant deserves better.
I agree.
Okay, now that's better. Oh, look at this. Good point. You're not being very friendly.
I'm not here to hand out friendship plate slits, John.
Not here to speak properly either, apparently. Just comments on that. So Chase, you know, people can see confuse need versus want. So like, oh, I need to do more programming, I need to do different programming, I need to move away from my affiliate programming to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, you want to do that. That's different. Yes.
Yeah, 99% of people just need more intensity.
That was actually probably the best point that was made there, that like that open intensity is something that people don't do often enough. I'm guilty of that. I view training and the open as very different feelings in my body and efforts. All right. Final topic, Colton. You can nearly leave now. Fucking hell. All right. Colton, you're going first. You're top considerations for athletes picking a competition. So there's a lot of talk lately. You have seen the likes of Lauren Khalil and Brian Friend jetting all over the world doing live streams for competition. You've seen competitions with big prize money. You've seen competitions with behind the scenes kind of stuff. You've seen competitions where the workouts are the focus, where the social media is the focus, whatever. My question to you guys as athletes is, what are the top considerations for you when you're deciding whether or not you're going to do a competition? Thank you for that. Points. Sorry. You've got like another 10 seconds of thinking time, Colton. There's your points going into this last one. Colton's on 4. Caroline's on 4. Ant is on 2.5. Is there an E at the end of your name?
Yep, there is. No? Yep.
There is. Okay. All right. Final topic. I've already told you what it is. So, Colton, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
So I think the three main considerations for a semi or games level athlete when picking a competition, I think number one, in my mind, is how good of a test of fitness is it? I want to show up and I want to be tested. I don't want to go halfway across the country for 5 events and feel like I didn't really test myself against the field. I think that's why the games is the most prestigious event in the world. Not only does it have the name value, but it is viewed as the true test of fitness. I think behind that is exposure to help grow your brand and grow your image and things like that. And then third, honestly, is prize money, because really only the top 3 spots are getting paid a decent amount, or for any, you know, most competitions, if you're gonna have to be top 3 to actually make any money after travel and expenses and even your registration fees and things like that. So I think, yeah, number one has got to be, is it a good test of fitness? Number two, exposure. Can I show people who I am? And then three, prize money.
Ant, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, same as Colton, honestly, just flipped around slightly for me. Being in Asia, pretty much every competition I'm going to is going to be at least a six-hour flight. So first one for me has got to be financials. Second one's got to be competition level, and that comes from the athletes I'm competing with, but also the programming side of things. Got to be, like I said, like Colton just said, it's got to be a half-decent test of fitness or else... not the worst thing in the world, even if there is some dumbass programming out there, it's fine. You're still going to get tested in high-level competitions with bad programming, and that's just something you got to be ready for if you're a top-level CrossFitter. And the last one would be, like you alluded to, is social media exposure, potential, you know, things that will carry on in the future through the competition as well. So opportunities that might arise from it, whether that's the social media stuff or brands that might be at those competitions as well.
Cool. Carolyn, 60 seconds, off you go.
So the first thing I'll look at is the cost of the competition. What's the cost of the travel and what's the cost to my training? So is there a lot of qualifiers involved to try to get to the competition, or am I like, can you get an invite there, right? You're looking at the prize money, of course. You're looking at the location, change of time zone. So for me, I work full time, so I can't do a lot of the competitions that are overseas, unless it would be during the summer when I'm off as a teacher. And then I would say probably maybe another one I'll go with. I mean, the sponsorship is good. Can you show your brand? If you have sponsorships, it's opportunities to show your brand, exposure, like we said. Maybe the time of the year too. There's a certain time of the year that I'm able to do more competition, so I'd be looking at that as well. And then obviously the programming. If you're a less level skilled athlete and you need the experience, I'd be looking at competitions that have high level athletes so that you can test yourself against better people.
Cool. So 20-second rebuttals. People in the comments are saying it's amazing that Colton is tied for the lead despite the fact that he's trolling me the whole way through the show. Listen, that's mine and Colton's relationship. Colton bullies me and I just let it happen. I just accept it that that's part and parcel. Colton, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
This is something that I think athletes need to focus on. When you're at a competition and you are fortunate enough to get an interview, whether it's after an event win or Peter's walking around backstage in Miami and with a camera in front of your face, say something worth listening to. Quit trying to just say whatever is least offensive. Show people who you are and don't be afraid to say what you think.
So I genuinely thought you were going to say something mean about me there. And you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Fuck. I don't know what else to say, to be honest with you, Pedro. Another thing I'd go for is definitely weather. I don't really like the cold. I'd definitely go for heat. I'm going somewhere where I'd actually like to travel to, and somewhere that's a different destination for me as well. I ain't getting any younger, so if I can travel the world at the same time, I'll definitely do that.
And Carolyn, last 20 seconds. Off you go.
The credibility of the competition is very important. Are they going to pay out their athletes or are they going to not pay them out? I think that's a big thing. And I would be looking at, you know, certified judges. Do they have good judges? And then do they have unique elements to the programming? If you look at Crash last year, they added a lot of really unique things. I'd be looking at doing a comp like that.
Fuck.
The Games has all certified judges, but there's some instances where they do an absolutely terrible job. Not to bag on judges, because I appreciate them and they're doing, you know, the Lord's work out there, not really getting paid much and dealing with us Army athletes. But I've been in competitions where like a judge would just make up their own standard or have absolutely no idea what's going on, even if they're certified. Like, that's something we just kind of have to probably just accept at this point.
Shit, I don't know what to do. I think there's a tie and I don't know what to do. I haven't thought this through.
Not a burpee workout against Colton.
Shit. Colton had it there until the end. Carolyn pulled it back. All right, so I've got a tie. I don't know. Colton's on 7. Caroline's on 7. Ant's not tied. Ant's on 4.5. Incidentally, pretty close to the actual AM time there where he is, 4.5. Yeah, I probably should have thought through what I well, first of all, what I should have done is given someone less points than someone else at some point during it. But I was just kind of reacting to what was being said. Yeah, interesting.
John, right. Shut up in the comments. You're not debating anybody, you freaking dork.
Oh, is this John Young that came on the show and got beaten and then complained about it for 3 weeks solid after that? All right. Could I just have four people on a show?
With good questions that can get some both sides of the answers.
I think Caroline and I could team up next time.
We can team up. We'll talk about our answers.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this is starting to sound a bit like a fucking mutiny. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just have four people in the semi-final. That's fine. I'll figure it out. I'll just have four people. So Carolyn and Colton, you both qualify. I'll figure that out later. It's fine.
Fantastic.
Colton's stoked about signing into this.
Colton, you know, I'm going to start you on plus four in the final. So you have to do the final then as well. Yeah, fuck it, four people, because you both deserve to go through, and you don't, obviously.
Why don't you just take your video off the actual debate and just, like, put yourself in the corner? That would be better for people, I reckon. Like, so there's the screen, you don't have to see you, because you're not doing anything.
Do you know what I could actually...
be in a corner.
I actually can put... See the way I'm moving there? I can put another screen down there. So I can just do that. Yeah, that's fine. I know you're trying to insult me there. But yeah, I can't actually do that. It's interesting. Yeah, I actually spoke to someone during the week who was talking about doing a live stream for their competition. And I just unequivocally said it's a fucking stupid decision. That it's just a waste of money and effort and time. Because unless you're going to do it the way Crash did it, the way they had a show built around it, and there was... you know, people coming on Savan's show, there's people coming on, going off, whatever. It was interesting. It was entertaining. It was varied. If you just have someone an iPhone, it's like, it's just fucking, who's going to watch that back? Like, who's going to troll through? All you're doing is costing tickets, because if Carolyn's going to compete and there's a live stream and it's on someone's phone, all that's going to do is maybe someone that would have also gone and bought a ticket to go with Carolyn would say, I'll just watch the live stream. So that's all you're doing is costing money. That's the reason that I asked that question, because I think they're becoming more and more prevalent that the first thing you need to do is have a live stream, because somehow that's going to help the athletes, or somehow it's going to help the audience or whatever. I think that apart from when it's done to the level that, you know, Zalos was and then improved upon with Crash, and Fit Wars did it too. Fit Wars did it too, but when it's done to a level like Taylor Self versus the World, those kind of things where it's like, oh shit, this is an entertaining full-on package, versus all right, we're going live on Instagram or live on fucking YouTube or whatever on my phone, and it's going to be shaky and the coverage is going to drop. It's like, fuck off, man, just do something decent with your money. Sorry. No, I'm actually not sorry. Well, I won't give any of you the 30 seconds at the end, because nobody technically won. So I will end my show by thanking Ant for waking up early and being such a good sport. Carolyn and Colton, in 2 weeks' time. Oh, brilliant.
Right bang when the results come out.
Yeah, bang in the middle of quarterfinals. Absolutely fantastic. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. We can change it if it's a stressful day or whatever. If you're going to be a wuss about it. All right. People in the comments, thank you for watching. Ant, thank you. Colton, thank you. Carolyn, thank you.
Nobody gets the 30 seconds, Peter.
Now do it in an Irish accent.
We need the 30. That's what I'm trying.
The only time I've ever heard you do a perfect Irish accent was when you were in your ice bath and you were speaking normally, but somehow it started off Irish and then went kind of Pakistani and then came back to Irish again towards the end, but that was just like there was no blood going to your head or whatever. Yes, Carolyn, fifth.
That's best huge. Day I've ever had on my double unders. Best. Wow.
Did you just do them all unbroken?
No, that would be a phenomenal day, but I had like, I don't know, 7 rounds unbroken at 50. So like it's the stupidest thing. Like most of the movements in CrossFit, I would put myself as elite, and I'm intermediate. for double unders.
Yeah.
Well, every time there's been a double under workout, I stress out so much, but got it done.
Maybe you should outsource to a sports psychologist, like Ant was saying, for individualized programming.
Yeah, I was just about to say I should do an individualized program.
Chase also says the winner should be who plays higher in the open. What do you think of that, Colton? What do you think of that little dig from Chase? A little bitch slap. What do you think of that?
Chase,
you're going to be mean to him now?
Dork. If I would have redone the second workout with better transitions, I would have won the open. Hey,
you had Peter, your opportunity.
I have a question. Hey, have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you having Max O'Hag on tomorrow?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Max O'Hag over at the training Think Tub. Those guys, they're an abomination to the sport. Max O'Hag is an absolute menace. They have their own podcast, the Corpus Anus podcast. And I hear them say the most ridiculous things, like the Jake German is the best in the burpees at CrossFit. I just can't believe you said it. Me next to him in a burpee workout, I would end this man's life. They should pray that he never has that fate. I cannot believe you having...
This is his 30 seconds.
Is this what you were going to use your 30 seconds for? Is this your plan for if you won?
My plan was actually to concede my final minute and just use the whole minute to say it because I didn't think I was going to win.
Okay.
Corpus
Anus was amazing. Jake German was another. That was another highlight of missaying people's names, saying someone's name wrong. It's the Savan Classic, and it's like it's just the ultimate. Like, hey, fuck you! Like when you get someone's name wrong on purpose. I'll ask him tomorrow how they came to that conclusion that Jake German was better than molten curtains at.
I would be interested to know.
You can come in the comments. Come in the comments and I'll pull up your comment. You can ask that comment. I'll pull it up. Max is live tomorrow evening. Well, morning, afternoon, your time, whatever. Wow, that was unbelievable outburst. And I really appreciate it. That made the show. Thanks, Colton. I should have asked that first. Is Jake German the best CrossFit athlete at burpees? Colton, thank you. Carolyn, thank you. Ant, thank you. People in the comments, thank you. There you go, Ant. There's a little boost for you at the end. I wish I looked as good as Ant does at 3:30 a.m. just in regular life. Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank